Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, May 18th already, 2022. Stand up for your country. Replacement theory is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I'm on the radio with Sean Hannity today, and he is asking me about the tactics, political tactics, that are in play these days. And I think I startled him when I said, you know, all this mud slinging from the far left and the Biden administration, including the president himself, all this mud and racist stuff and all, this is actually good for the forces of traditional rational thought. And I think that took him aback a little. We have it posted on BillO'Reilly.com, and let me tell you what I meant by that. But first, let's run down replacement theory. Okay, so this states that welcoming immigration policies like an open border, that's pretty welcoming. Come on in here, everybody. Impacts the country because non-white immigrants then come in great numbers and throw off voting patterns, traditional voting patterns. That's the replacement theory. All right, now you see that in a bunch of far right websites. There's a guy named David Lane, who's a white supremacist, and he has it. And then a number of these crazy loons who kill people, Christchurch, New Zealand cited it, El Paso, Texas cited it, Poway, California, 2019. They're familiar with this replacement theory. Again, this is skin color based. All right, that's what the replacement theory is. Now, there is another, and by the way, that's heinous. So if you are participating in, we have to stop immigration, legal immigration, because of skin color, and you are disparaging poor people south of the border because of skin color, that's bad. And you know it's bad. I don't think any of my audience does that. I'd be shocked if they did. I mean, they don't want to hear me. Those far-right loons, they're not going to me. Okay, there is a genuine concern about ballot harvesting. This is not replacement theory, but it is along the same lines. So the Democratic Party wants to harvest as many ballots as it can. As far as I could tell, the Republican Party is not caught up in this, all right? And if you think it is or see an example that it is, let me know. But harvesting ballots means putting in a system where there would be automatically more Democrat voters than Republican voters. Okay, so we saw this in California. When Ronald Reagan left the governorship of California in 1975, 36% of the voters in California were Republican. Guess what the number is now? 24%. So overwhelmingly, California is a Democrat state. Not so much registered Democrats, because most people in California, interestingly enough, register independent. But almost all of them lean progressive. In some cases, the Democratic Party isn't radical left enough for them. So Republicans are only 24% of the representation in the nation's largest state. That happened because of minority people moving to California. Doesn't matter what skin color they are. You got Asians in that mix. San Francisco is the most liberal city in the country. It's dominated by Asians, by Chinese. So it's not a matter of ethnicity or skin color. It's a matter of recruiting people. So how do I know this? Because it happened to my family. In the 1860s, John and James O'Reilly from County Cavan in Ireland were starving. Their mother, Rose, could not feed them because London, the crown, had seized the O'Reilly farm. Now, I told you this story a couple of years ago when I went to visit the farm. Okay. The twin boys, 16 years old, go to Galway and they get passage on a death ship. They call it a coffin ship because so many people died in the voyage to the United States. And their job as 16-year-old boys, they didn't have a fare, they couldn't pay, was to throw the bodies into the sea. Though you don't get worse than that outside of slavery coming to the United States. When John and James, again 16 years old, landed in Lower Manhattan, they got off the ship and the Irish Catholic community took care of them. Part of that community was the Democratic Party in New York. And immediately, they were 16, they couldn't vote, but immediately their names went on a list. And from that time until 1960, my family voted Democrat. About 100 years. Because the immigrants that came over from Ireland, the Democratic Party, swooped in, and that's what they did to all the immigrants. In Boston, in New York, in Philadelphia, this was what they did. And they built a very strong power base. It's what happened in California. California elected Ronald Reagan twice. That would never happen again today, ever in a million years. Because the Democratic Party actively recruits immigrants into it by promising them largesse from the government, entitlements. We all get it? That's not replacement theory. That's vote harvesting. Now, the subtlety of that is lost on almost everybody. I mean, it is not going to tell you what it really is about. What the progressives are going to do, because they have nothing. Every single progressive policy has failed. Everyone, 100% failure rate. Everything that Joe Biden has tried to do has failed. Every single thing. So now they have to use the media, the Biden administration and the progressive left, to demonize the Republicans because they know they don't have anything to run on. Roll the tape.
Recent polls show that 50% of Republicans agree with this garbage. And not just because it's being mainstreamed by Fox News, but because it's being mainstreamed by high-ranking Republican officials like GOP conference chair and judge making a toddler cry at the talent show, Elise Stefanik.
With prominent figures on the right embracing and parroting the dangerous white nationalist conspiracy theory known as the Great Replacement, it's worth noting that in addition to being deeply racist, bigoted, and dehumanizing, it's also incredibly stupid.
Okay, so that's I could give you 50 of those sound bites were national so-called comedians. They're not. They're activists. Colbert is and Myers are activists. So is Kimmel. All right? They're in business to do what the liberal media wants them to do. And that's across the board. You watch HBO, you watch, you know, the entertainment industry, almost 100% left, which is why Greg Gutfeld on Fox News is doing so well. He's the only one that isn't left. So the conservative people want that kind of entertainment, go there. Okay. So the frightening part about all of this is, and this is the end of the memo, if you're like me and you say, look, you've got to regulate immigration. You can't have millions and millions of foreign nationals pouring into the United States unattended. You've got to do it in an orderly way. We take more than a million foreign nationals now legally. You can't have 5 million coming across the border. Now, we're being demonized, those of us who believe that, as white supremacists. So immediately if you say, I don't want the open border, I don't want what Biden has done, then you're a white supremacist or sympathetic to the white supremacy line. It's so heinous, it's so hateful, but that's what it is, and you should know. And that's the memo. So Joe Biden today went to Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland to get a briefing on possible hurricanes. So why would he go to Andrews Air Force Base to get a hurricane briefing? Because his wife and daughter are taking Air Force One down to Latin America on a 6-day tour. That's why. So you got to say goodbye to Jill and Ashley. Ashley Biden, don't know much about her, 40 years old. She's an advocate for social justice. Doesn't have a job, but she's an advocate for social justice. I mean, with all the money coming in to the Biden family, nah, that's not nice. I was going to say, Ashley doesn't really need a job, does she? All his money coming in for everyone. But that's mean. I don't know, Ashley. She's probably a very nice woman. So Jill and Ashley are off to Latin America, and I hope they have a nice trip. Okay, let's get back to the media, which is just at its lowest point in history. I mean, so good for me, I have to be honest. It's so good for me because the worse it gets, the more people sign up for premium membership on BillO'Reilly.com. And we're not charging you a lot to do that because we want millions of people to come on in. Because if you're not fed up with it now, you'll never be fed up with it because it's ridiculous. The television news media is and entertainment media. It's ridiculous. It's Mad Magazine. That's what it is. So for me, my business, I looked at I get a sheet every day, you know, with all the business stuff for BillO'Reilly.com. I was like this today. It was like, thank you, you loons out there in the media. But we put on an honest product. Like me or hate me, honest product. That's what you're getting. All right, so CNN, this is Warner Media, Discovery, all of that. Oh, they're changing. Oh, yeah? Roll the tape.
You know, oftentimes it is African Americans who talk about racism. It is really a white cultural problem that white Americans have to come to terms with. Why is it that African Americans and brown and black people more generally are seen as the other or demonized so easily in a lot of our politics? You know, we sort of talk about white supremacy, but it's also the ways in which people talk about folks coming across the border, the demonization that goes around about those folks, that somehow they also are a threat. Right. To American.
Now that is a correspondent for CNN and not a commentator. Nia Malika Henderson. Now I'm going to break this to Nia very, very gently. If you criticize an African American, a civilian in this country today, you are canceled. You'll be fired. You'll be ostracized. You get it, Nia? All of this is just propaganda, madam. All right, second soundbite is our old pal Chuck Todd, who just lost his program on MSNBC during the week because nobody watches him, and they don't watch Jack Tapper, and they don't watch Anderson Cooper. They don't watch them. Okay, no one watches them, but they're still there, but not Chuck anymore. NBC gave him the hook during the week. Well, here's what he says. Go.
Well, Garrett, look at the way the right tried to weaponize the idea that the DHS was going to essentially try and attempt to monitor hateful rhetoric, right? They want to make it seem as if it's some sort of big brother. And it's like, this is always what the right does to appease the white supremacist movement by saying, hey, free speech, don't touch speech.
Yeah, that's right. We want to appease, traditional Americans want to appease the white supremacy movement, according to Chuck Todd. And I got to tell you, I've been doing this now 25 years plus. I have never appeased any white supremacists. I despise them. I don't like them. I took apart David Duke on national television, dissembled him. So again, Chuck Todd, the Republican Party, a conservative, they really like these white supremacists. Jeez. So here's an interesting story, gotten very little attention. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post, is feuding with President Biden. I love this. This is great. So it started last Friday, the 13th, when Bezos posted on a Twitter account, quote, you want to bring down inflation? Let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. I'm sorry, that was Biden. Biden posted, quote, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. And Bezos, the wealthiest person in the country, I think, I mean, it's a tie between him and Musk. All right, he said taming inflation is critical to discuss. Mushing them together is just misdirection. So, yeah, you know. So now they're back and forth. They're back and forth. They don't like each other. Andrew Bates, the deputy press secretary to Biden, says that, quote, it doesn't require a huge leap to figure out why one of the wealthiest individuals on earth, Jeff Bezos, opposes an economic agenda for the middle class. So Bezos hates the middle class, according to Biden. I love this. But the Washington Post is 100% liberal. They got a couple of columnists like George Will. I don't have to harpoon Will. You know who he is. But it's 100% left. Is Bezos going to change that? I don't think so. Listen to this. They got an op-ed guy named Brian Broom. He's an African-American. And he says this about the abortion controversy. Quote, the same sort of thinking about race and birth rates now dominates the conservative Supreme Court. The leaked draft opinion isn't about protecting babies. It's about protecting whiteness, specifically white babies. So now Roe v. Wade is a race thing. The Supreme Court, the people who don't really want unlimited abortion sanctioned by the federal government want to kick that back to the states. They're not doing it because they want to protect the unborn. No, they want to protect white babies, not black babies. This insanity. Now, if I'm Bezos and I'm reading this in a newspaper I own, I'm saying no. No, this does not meet intellectual standards. Nothing to do with freedom of the press. This is stupid, as Seth Meyers just said. But you can expect that to continue, and that's the age in which we live. All right, Durham trial update. I'm going to speak very directly about what's happening, and then we got Brett Talman to fill us in. John Durham is a special counsel, the investigator. There he is, all right? Doesn't look particularly like a friendly guy, does he? What does Durham really want from his filings as a prosecutor? This is what he wants. This is what he believes. He believes that the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2020 hired a number of people to gin up a phony controversy involving Donald Trump and Russia. One of those people was a man named Michael Sussman, who's on trial now in Washington, D.C., for lying to the FBI. What did Mr. Sussman allegedly do? He went to the FBI on his own accord, nobody asked him, and gave them phony documents that somehow he got, alleging that Trump was doing something illegal or immoral or unethical with Russia. The timing of it was to drop in October to the media, which would be leaked by the Clinton campaign. The FBI is investigating Donald Trump for activities with Russia. That's what Durham believes is the big picture. You all have that? Now, whether he can ever prove that remains to be seen. And joining us now from Utah, Salt Lake City, former U.S. Attorney Brett Talman, our go-to guy on the Durham investigation. First of all, did I outline that correctly?
You are 100% accurate on that. You painted the circle that of this conspiracy that John Durham is attempting to show.
And very few media people, I have to blow my own horn again, will ever do that. But now everybody watching and listening to the No Spin News knows exactly what Durham believes. But again, he's got to prove it in a court of law. Sussman. He's going to be found guilty. I don't see how he can be acquitted with all of the filings and documentation that Durham's prosecutors are going to bring. Do you see it differently?
The only way he's found not guilty is jury nullification, where the jury, and in this case, a jury out of D.C., where it's 90% Democrat, where they refuse to indict Andrew McCabe for lying, the FBI deputy director, that would be the only way. It's a possibility, but not based on the evidence. The evidence is so clear-cut and easy. But you'll notice that John Durham is attempting to do more than just show the text message where he lies about who he represents. He's trying to suggest here is a guy that is a law partner to Mark Elias, who is the Hillary Clinton attorney and the campaign attorney, who hired Fusion GPS to come up with the Steele dossier and opposition research and handed it to Sussman, and Sussman takes it to the FBI, and then Hillary Clinton's campaign is able to leak information about Donald Trump being investigated.
And it's all the dossier was fake, as Robert Mueller and other special counsel found out. Couldn't verify any of it. So that's a fairly clear-cut thing. Now, you said that McCabe didn't get it. That was a grand jury that
correct.
Didn't indict him. It's a difference.
That's correct.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we have a court, jury members, press coverage, evidence presented, cross-examined, a much different scenario. The fix could begin, the O.J. Simpson trial. I covered it. The fix was definitely in. There was no way on earth that those jurors in Los Angeles were going to convict O.J. Simpson no matter what. And once that glove thing came, that gave them the excuse, because everybody knew who was covering the O.J. Simpson trial, and Simpson did it. He did it, and it was clear that he did it, and
that's
he was
right.
convicted in a civil court when he didn't have the nonsense. So it worries me a little that you say jury nullification in D.C. could happen because of political reasons. And the next question would be, well, wouldn't the Justice Department prosecuting Sussman, Michael Sussman, wouldn't they knock out the crazy left jurors?
Yeah, and Durham has attempted to do that. He's allowed certain challenges, Bill, and these challenges can strike a potential biased juror, but you only get a limited number. And as I understand it, we don't know the specifics on exactly who is on this jury, but we're told that there are a couple of jurors that have indicated they don't like Donald Trump, but that they can be impartial. And in my experience in trials, there are people that politically don't line up with the defendant, but can still be impartial.
I agree with that. If I'm a prosecutor and somebody doesn't like a political person, I'm not going to disqualify them unless I have 12 others who don't know anything about politics. You know, it's funny, in these kinds of trials, you're almost looking for people who are ignorant, who don't know anything.
I joke often about the fact that sometimes we're looking for the dumbest jury we can put together.
Yeah, because they're not polluted with ideology or with political preferences. Now,
that's right.
In the course, in this investigation with Durham, I think it's going on year 18 or something. I think I was 35 when it started. In the course of the investigation, do you believe, you're an outsider, but you talk to these Justice Department people, that this has been done effectively?
Yeah, I'll tell you, Bill, that one of the attorneys on Durham's team, his name is Michael Kilty, and he is an assistant U.S. attorney from the Eastern District of New York who's been on loan to Durham. And this is a very talented, very good prosecutor. I believe they have the case. They have put together witnesses. Unlike any other case, and even O.J. Simpson, here you have FBI agents that are going to coming to the stand. You have Mark Elias who's taking the stand and many witnesses who are going to be testifying on behalf of the government. That's a different case, and I'm hopeful that that puts them over the top on the conviction.
Are you surprised that Sussman didn't cut a deal?
I'm very surprised at that. When you go to trial in the federal system, you experience what's called the trial penalty. That means his sentence will actually be longer because he went to trial. And yeah. It will be longer if he takes the stand. It'll even be longer still if he takes the stand.
Well, he could have cut a deal with Durham and said, look, I'll tell you, you know, who gave me all this bogus information and all the inside stuff. But, you know, you got to promise not to indict me or I get a lesser sentence. Right. That could have easily
That's right.
happened. Right.
Easily. Well, and it would have been in his interest. And it would have been obviously Durham, I think, was hoping that that would be the case.
Yeah, would flip the guy over for the bigger people.
That's right.
Robbie
that's
Mook.
Right.
Robbie Mook, head of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, up to here in this. Now,
That's
who
right.
do you think's paying Sussman's bills? He's not paying. That's going to cost him $5 million to defend himself. Who's paying that?
It's a great question, Bill. And my speculation on this is that his old law firm, where he was partners with Mark Elias, where he got the information, where they represented the Hillary Clinton campaign, is going to be footing the bill. Assisting in that, which, you know, those proceeds are probably coming from the campaign. But that's all speculation, but it's a plausible one.
Couldn't Durham find out who's paying his defense?
Yes. And in fact, I have reason to think that those 22 emails may make some of the connections before and after, you know, the lies to the FBI. And I think he's going to be allowed to use those through impeachment. The judge said he could have them, said he can't use those emails yet, but I think he's holding those in case that he can use them for impeachment.
And he could always leak them to the Washington Post, who would, of course, set them on fire and not print them, right? Leak them to
right.
me. Leak them to me. I'll put them on.
Definitely.
Okay. All right, Brett. Keep an eye on it. Let us know if anything important happens. Brett will be our go-to guy on the Durham trial. Thank you very much. It's always good to see you.
Great to
Let's
see
go
you.
To
Thanks,
Milwaukee,
Bill.
Where last Friday, the 13th, 21 people were shot. 21 people were shot in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, it's Wednesday. That would be 1, 2, 3, 4 days later, almost 5 days later. We don't know anything about who got shot or who shot them. Nothing. 100% news blackout. Why? I suspect because the shooters, and there were two of them, all right, 11 men were arrested, two shooters, they're African American. If they were white, because the victims are African American, most of them, if they were white, this it would have been Buffalo, right? So we call and call and call, not telling you. And they haven't been charged yet. We don't know. No perp walk, nothing. Huge cover-up, massive cover-up in Milwaukee. 21 Americans shot. They won't put out any information about it. We're on it. Gas prices, another record, up to $4.60 a gallon. In my town here on Long Island, it's about $5. California, about $6. Okay. In fact, if you have an SUV in California, it costs you $100 to fill up your tank. Okay. Joe Biden, no one else, just Joe. Just Joe. Now, because of that, and I told this to Hannity as well on his radio program, the Biden administration can demonize, they can replacement theory, white supremacy, Roe v. Wade. All day long, they can do that. Won't matter. This matters. Gas prices going higher. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that in 2021, last year, more people died on the road driving than in the past 16 years. It's the highest number in 16 years. Okay? So last year, Americans drove 325 billion more miles than in 2020. I don't know how to get that. Do they read everybody's odometer? I don't know. That's what this federal agency says. Why? Because of COVID. So everybody's afraid to go out of the house. COVID lifted a little bit. They're in the car and they're driving around. but 43,000 people killed on U.S. roads. 43,000. Not as bad as fentanyl, but it's bad. Black Lives Matter. Oh, oh, oh. This is the biggest con I think I've ever seen in my career. So they raised $90 million in the wake of the George Floyd killing. Black Lives Matter Global Foundation finally had to file a tax return for 2020. Ready? This was the former president of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, Patrice Cullors. Put her picture up there. She paid almost $1 million to a man named Damon Turner out of BLM funds, donated funds, for, quote, live production design and media. There's Damon. I bet Damon bought that hat with the money he got paid from Black Lives Matter. So who's Damon? He is the father of Cullors' young son. $1 million. Number two, they paid $2,167,000 to Shalomi Bowers, okay? That's a consulting firm, and she is a board member. Oh, a BLM. $2,167,000 consulting. Another $850,000 to Cullors' brother, Paul. Professional Security Services. In addition, they bought all the real estate we've already reported, and Patrice took a number of private jet trips. Next time you see a Black Lives Matter sign on somebody's lawn, sticker on their car, whatever, might bring this up. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Gen Z, that is age up to 26 years old. 70% of Gen Z adults would rather have pets than kids, according to a survey by Consumer Affairs. 44% of millennials aged 26 to 41 would rather have pets than kids. The younger generation. Hey, Holly, you hear that? Holly, a terror dog. Like that. There's Holly. She's down with that survey. All right, this day in history, May 18th, 1861, a smear attack on Mary Todd Lincoln, the First Lady of the United States, 160 years ago, the Humboldt Times. Humboldt is in Northern California. Little newspaper, and it just waxed Mary Todd Lincoln. Said she was shrewish. She usurped her husband's presidential duty of appointing federal officers. And she had a flirtation with a stranger she met on a train. Whoa. Now, old Abe, I don't even know if he saw the Humboldt Times. He did not reply. But Mary Lincoln had a very, very, very hard life. And if you read Killing Lincoln, she lost three kids. Terrible. She was in a mental asylum. She No. But this was a smear against the First Lady of the United States 160 years ago today. All right, good mail segment and a final thought. You know, I try to do these final thoughts in a very personal way that will help you, because we really appreciate it. And there's something going around economically on the right-wing websites that I want to tell you about, because I don't want you to get into, you know, any money trouble with this stuff. So we'll be back in a moment. Did you know that every day could be a perfect day if you have an American Home Shield warranty? You are covered for unexpected breakdowns, like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and placements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Do not let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. 20% off plans, you can get that at ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered as a service and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by a home builder or manufacturer.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
All right, let's go to the mail. George on the message board. Yet another mass killer who had advocated very dangerous behavior, been mentally evaluated in a hospital and cleared by professionals. Realized slippery slope, but maybe time to start restricting the rights of these people to purchase own weapons. You can't do that unless they are incarcerated, in prison, convicted, or put in a mental health facility directed to be there. Just an evaluation, obvious violation of the Constitution. This crazy killer also claims he is a left-wing advocate. How come we don't read about that in the media? This is from John on the message board. It doesn't matter. He killed black people. He drove 200 miles to kill black people. That's all you need to know. Doesn't matter what he said. Nancy Bailey. Sarasota, Florida. It's obvious why President Biden selected Ms. Jean-Pierre as his press secretary. Race, gender, and sexual preference are the main qualifications for jobs in the Biden administration. A lot of that, no doubt about it. Brian Galicio, New Braunfels, Texas, in the Hill Country. Love it down there. Hey, Bill, do you believe the First Lady approved of the new White House press secretary? She would have to. If Jill Biden didn't want Ms. Jean-Pierre as press secretary, believe me, she would not be press secretary. Biden has a lot of power. Al, perhaps the reason for a few clear photos, no, perhaps the reason for few clear photos of UFOs, they use a cloaking device. I guess, I don't know. Robert, the UFO thing is just another attempt to deflect from the problems in this country. Mike Saxon, Verona, Wisconsin, thanks. You gave me a good laugh. O'Reilly, when you suggested that Adam Schiff is an alien based on the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Gotta see the original, not the remake. And I know Adam Schiff. One of those pod people, I know it. And McElhaney, Austin, Texas, what's the story behind your reference to Barbara Walters and Harry Reasoner, O'Reilly? Harry Reasoner did not like Barbara Walters, didn't want her co-anchoring the news on ABC. gave her a hard time, was not nice to her. That's all true. I worked at ABC. I know. J.R. Hall, Fairhope, Alabama. Hey, Bill, just finished Killing the Killers. Probably your best work yet. I hope that by telling the story of Kayla Mueller, you brought some peace to her parents. They cooperated with me, and I was very sensitive about what we wrote about Kayla. Terrible story, but absolutely necessary if you are to understand the evil of the jihadists. Killing the Killers will debut at number one on the New York Times list Sunday, and we thank you all for helping. It's not easy to market a book these days. Thank you all. Great Father's Day gift. Okay? And on that note, we're twinning Killing the Killers with Killing the Mob, giving you a special price on both books. Two books for dad or granddad. Now, they'll like them. There's no doubt. But most importantly, it will keep dad and granddad quiet. Be reading. So you won't have to. If they're hectoring you, they'll stop. I hope you check that out on BillO'Reilly.com store. Word of the day, do not be quixotic. Q-U-I-X-O-T-I-C. Quixotic. Don't be that when writing me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Back with a final thought in a moment.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So I get thousands of pieces of mail, and I'm hearing about this ESG, is that what it is? Something like that. Environmental Social Justice, ESG. Apparently, there's a big conspiracy that ESG people are taking over the whole financial industry. So I checked this out. And there is an ESG involved in some companies. Some companies say, we're not going to do business unless you're environmentally conscious and you have social justice tenets. Okay. They're a company. They can do what they want. I don't care. But is it a giant conspiracy that's going to come to your bank account or hurt your investments? I don't see it. I mean, if it is, if you have evidence that there's some kind of thing, I got to see evidence. All right, there are a lot of people very upset about this. Now, I have investments, as you know. I can't give investment advice. I wouldn't do that. You know, the stock market's crazy now, up and down, in and out. Biden administration, very weak, very weak. So be very careful. But I don't think you have to worry about ESG. And I don't know why these conspiracy theories, they get on the websites, the ideological websites, and the left-wing websites have their own and the right-wing have their own, and then they get circulated around and people get all upset. There's one on the World Health Organization, something like Michelle Bachmann is doing it. They're taking over this, they're doing that, and there's Chinese people buying American land. And look, if there's a threat to you, I will know it. I will report it. But these conspiracy theories, all they want is clicks. They want to scare you. So you click on and you read it. You've got to have sourcing, precise sourcing. That's why you come to us. That's what we do. We ferret out the BS, the propaganda from what's real. And I'll tell you, if there's any threat to you, I will tell you. It'll be the first one. It'll be my lead story. Because that's my job, to look out for you. And we do it, I think, pretty well. Okay, so that is the No Spin News. Thank you very much for watching and listening this evening. We'll see you again tomorrow.